Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the first time since he suffered a heart attack at the beginning of this month, Vermont Senator, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is back in New Hampshire. It caused him to stop campaigning for 2 weeks. But Sanders is now raising big money, attracting huge crowds, and according to a new poll, is leading the Democratic presidential primary race in the Granite State. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks caught up with the Sanders campaign last night and has this story.
Bernie Sanders!
Sanders greeted a rowdy crowd of several hundred at Keene State College last night for the first Bernie's Back in New Hampshire rally. And he was very much back, with a full-throated resumption of his populist campaign for progressive policies, promising to bring the fight to Donald Trump. Sanders did not mince words, calling Trump the most dangerous president in the country's history.
Who is a pathological liar, who is running the most corrupt administration in the modern history of this country, who is a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a religious bigot.
Sanders delivered what is by now a familiar message, calling out corruption in Washington, slamming a government and economy that he says serve the rich and powerful at the expense of working people. He wants to raise taxes on the wealthy and Wall Street speculators and fund a range of ambitious programs, from Medicare for all to tuition-free public college, and tackle an issue that many in this college audience struggle with.
And by the way, maybe it's time to cancel all student debt in this country.
When Sanders resumed his campaign last week in New York, he drew 26,000 people. Last night's rally was indoors and considerably smaller, but his supporters are no less committed here, expressing a kind of adulation for the Vermont senator.
There's nobody like him.
This is Dorothy Cota, who came up to Keene from Northfield, Mass.
And he's also a very down-to-earth, compassionate, caring, smart human being.
She says after Sanders' heart attack, she was worried that his campaign might be over.
After he had his event, it was radio silence for over 24 hours. Campaign did not reach out to anybody. That scared me.
But now Cota is convinced that the 78-year-old Sanders will be able to handle the rigors of a long campaign. So is Massachusetts resident Rebecca Scherzner from Phillipston.
Despite the heart attack, he's very fit. He's got a stent put in there, he's ready to go, and I think he's just as strong as he ever has been. But I have always been a true believer in working people, and I think Bernie represents that. And so does Elizabeth Warren, frankly.
Warren and Sanders are competing for the progressive mantle in this contest, pushing similar policies, including Medicare for all. And while Warren's campaign has been gaining strength in recent months, a CNN-UNH poll out this week has Sanders in first place, running just ahead of her in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, he's raising more money than anyone else in the Democratic field. Andy Smith, who directs the UNH Polling Center, says Sanders appears well-positioned in this race despite his heart attack.
This polling is indicating that he's bounced back from it fairly well, and I think during the debate last time he did a good job. He's not as strong as he was back in 2015 at this point, but he's still in really good shape.
Smith says while Sanders and Warren continue to lead the crowded Democratic field in New Hampshire, his poll found that former Vice President Joe Biden continues to slip, down 9 percentage points since last summer. But Smith warns the largest share of likely Democratic voters in New Hampshire still haven't made up their mind, so this race remains very much wide open. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Keene, New Hampshire.